Hello, wonderful patrons. You may have noticed that we don't have any new meals for you this week, and that's because I have just a little bit too much going on with school right now, so I couldn't whip up anything new, and so we decided that we'd just close the restaurant for the month of April. We'll take a little break. We will be back in the month of May with amazing new specials for you. But in the meantime, we decided to feature some content from some of the other amazing creators on the Cultivate Podcast Network. So please enjoy specials from Weird Distractions, Ye Old Crime, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumb Found Dead, Reddit on Wiki, and Shots and Thoughts. The Oracle Network.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Old Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today are John, Josh, and Sean from the Reddit on Wiki podcast. Say hello, fellas.
Hello, fellas.
Hola. I like it.
Hello.
Mi amo John.
Perfect.
That was great. Spanish. That was great. So before we begin, I'd like to give them the opportunity to tell us a little more about themselves and their podcast before we start the game. So who would like to start?
That's voluntold, Sean.
I feel like I was voluntold the last time.
No, we always voluntold you, bro. Come on.
This isn't cool.
This is a democracy.
It's two against one. Majority rules.
I am not only one third of Reddit on Wiki, I'm also one third of Shots and Thoughts. We come out every Monday. We are the internet's only improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. So what we do every week is we learn a subject, anything random, like why does the U.S. have Labor Day, or what are the origins of pride, or why do dogs smell each other's buttholes? And while we're learning about that, we take three shots of liquor. And then after we learn, we play three drinking games. And then after that, we make the drunkest person give a recap of the subject we just learned.
I liked the nipple episode was very good.
Oh, yes. Because I got John and Josh on that nipple episode. Kiss.
We're about to replace Ryan and Chris on the show.
Yeah, for real. Just four dudes talking about sexualization of women's nipples, you know, just the thing the world needs.
Exactly. What could go
wrong? It was so good.
Thank you.
It got me through a drive up to my mother-in-law's house, and I was just like cackling the whole way. So it was good. It was good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I almost got in an accident, but it was fine. It was their fault. No. It was their fault. Just kidding. But.
What do you call it? One of our listeners said that I think John also, we've had two guys say that they were working out at the gym while listening and almost hurt themselves pretty badly.
That's me. So, that was one of me.
That's you. And then our former guest, Cliff Ledesma, he's a dancer here in Houston. He was like, yeah, I was lifting weights, almost dropped something on my face. I apologize.
Do not lift heavy things and listen to our podcasts.
Right. Yeah, we need to put out a warning.
You need a disclaimer at the beginning. Don't operate heavy machinery when listening to our podcasts. It's not safe.
You can't be stronger than us.
Spoken like a true cult leader.
Same thing. Got to keep them down.
On that note, would you like to tell people about your show, Josh?
Absolutely. My name's Josh Shell, and I host another podcast called Let's Start a Cult. I've had everyone here on at least once. John, I've had on many times.
Six times.
Yeah. So every other week, I do an episode on a different cult, and we dive into the darkness that is cults, cult leaders, how they're formed, how the cult leaders become terrible people. And yeah, it's always a dark and depressing time, but we make it fun. we make it fun.
Yeah.
True.
Especially when there's Nazis involved. It's always a good time.
John loves the Nazi bit.
Also, John's episodes.
You know what? It's funny because it's only fitting that the only non-Nazi episode that I'm not in actually is with Lynn. So I'm okay.
To be fair, I wanted to have you on, but you were on vacation that week, so I couldn't have you on. Yeah.
You know what? Lynn is an extension of me, so it's okay.
Like, That's true.
I count that as a credit.
We mentioned your name enough that it counts.
Yeah. I mean, we got that Olive Garden thing going. I mean, when you're here, you're family. So
Exactly.
Breadstick homies for life.
Nice.
But
I'm on breadsticks.
I know. I do too. Breadsticks make you fat? What?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's called carbo loading.
It's called worth it. So, John, do you want to tell people about Reddit on Wiki?
Yes, I will round up this crew of misfits. My name is John Consignato. I'm the one third of Reddit on Wiki. I'm also your resident shit poster on Twitter. And Reddit on Wiki is a weekly show where each of us take turns. We find the most interesting things you can find on the internet on Reddit on Wiki. And we like to say that our research is done really crappily because it is. And we use Wikipedia and Reddit as your main source, which is the cardinal sin of all things podcasting.
It is true.
Well
done.
You're
not wrong.
I'm glad y'all didn't make me do that.
We'd still be on, this is Reddit on Wiki.
Let's start over. Can we start over?
Hey, half the time, Sean can't even like do his proper intro right. Okay, so that is a lot of pressure.
But Azar is the most entertaining, so.
That's true.
I appreciate it, I guess.
It's always, as a listener, they're always really hilarious because you introduce the episode kind of like the kid that's speaking on stage for the first time at like a school play. And it is the cutest thing. Like, it comes across as very endearing.
I appreciate that it comes off good because the whole time I'm doing it, I'm like, I'm so sorry, Wikimania. It's all bad.
You're like reaching for that life jacket and like no one's throwing it.
Yeah,
I'm reaching for a life jacket and John and Josh are actively pulling them out of the water. Make sure I don't get it. Oh, we're almost.
Throwing rocks at him in the water.
Exactly.
We're like on Discord video and we just see him. He's just like, oh shit, he's going off the rails. And me and Josh are just like, we're letting it happen.
Let's see what happens.
Because this is a soundbite material right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
This is going on TikTok.
Okay, so now I'm going to start asking each of you individual questions. So, John, I'll start with you first. What inspired you to create this show, Reddit on Wiki?
Ah, okay. So, as a lot of people know, I was the former host of The Dumbfounded. You know, there's a lot of puns involved in that. It kind of ended abruptly, but it's okay. I thought we kind of ended on a high note. So, I did an interview previously to this about what the creation of Reddit on Wiki was about. And I told them, or I told, it was a Let's Chat, actually. I told them Sean and you were there.
I was there.
You heard it. Sean and Josh
all
were
creepily
like one of the
watching. I see you. You don't see me.
You know, Sean and Josh were such big influences in me when it comes to like content. I really enjoy Shots and Thoughts, and I mean, I enjoy Let's Start a Cult so much that I've been there pretty much half of his damn episodes. So
an honorary co-host.
Pretty much.
Unpaid.
I'm still unpaid as a co-host, all right?
Yeah. But you're in the inner circle, so.
That's true.
That's how I pay you.
That's true. So our pyramid scheme has a little thing going on now, right?
Like, exactly.
Good. Exactly. But yeah, so I just really admire the work. And when Dumbfounded ended, I was like, you know what? I still want to continue with podcasting. I kind of asked these guys of like, hey, I have this random idea that I wanted to do. And I'm looking for some people to like collaborate with. And I couldn't think of, they're literally the only two people I reached out to. So, and I was just like, you know, let's try it out. We did a pilot episode. We thought that it was going to be rocky at first, but you know, a lot of people told us that it was pretty good. Like the chemistry was good off the bat. So we kind of ran away with it and it's evolving. Josh, we call him BJ because he's businessman Josh. He has a lot of ideas.
I've never called him BJ.
Just John. He texts me all the time. He says, BJ, like, you up?
BJ question mark?
What's up, big head? Yeah, it's just, you know, like the show is ever evolving. But there's so much things that we want to create, we want to try out. And yeah, and it's just, I'm excited because these guys are really fun to work with. And I couldn't have asked for better partners and better co-hosts.
Awesome.
Well, that was so nice.
It was so very nice. Do you want some tissues?
I said something nice about you guys for once.
Yeah, well, for the BJs?
For the BJs. and the tears of shame afterwards, yes.
Hey, he's been hanging out with us way too much because this dude is filthy now.
I know.
I don't know what you're talking about, John.
He's always been ruined.
That's true.
So, Josh, on that note, what was your gateway cult?
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a great question. I think, like, if I was to go into the first cult I'd ever heard of, it was definitely Heaven's Gate. The weirdness around that one definitely sucked me in. And then I went on to Jim John. Don't start, John.
DJ Juin.
Beam me up.
So I started diving into some cult documentaries and podcasts. I started looking for podcasts out there. The only well-produced one I could find, and this is no offense to anyone out there, but was Parcast. And I found they had a very dry way of delivering the information. And so I wanted to expand upon that with my podcast, have it a little bit more of a conversation and banter. So, yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of Heaven's Gate, there is, I can't remember the network that did it, but there's a mini series called Heaven's Gate. I don't know if you've listened to it. It came out a couple years ago and it was really good.
Was it Earwolf?
Well, now I'm curious. I'm going to look it up.
Is it the HBO one?
Is it a show or a podcast?
It's a podcast.
Oh.
It is.
Heaven's Gate sounds like a hell of a wrestling move.
I know, right? I mean, Undertaker has it. Hell's Gate.
Is it NPR's?
Yeah, it looks like NPR.
Yeah.
I think I might have started listening to that one, yeah.
Oh, it's from the Wondery Network.
A Wondery. Oh,
there's Wondery. A bunch then.
Yeah, but it's hosted by Glenn Washington.
Ooh.
And it's really good. And I guess now it's a four-part docuseries. So.
Damn. So you're saying I could have milked my one episode for at least four more or three more.
I'm saying if you keep at it, you can get your own four-part docuseries on HBO Max. So
hell yeah.
Then bacon like adds every 2 seconds. Then you'll be just perfect.
Just keep that hustle going. That's all I'm saying.
God damn it. All right. I'll remake it with four episodes. John's in all of them.
Yes. Of course.
So, Sean, where did the inspiration for Shots and Thoughts come from? Especially like the D20 interspersal into the show. That's all. That's an interesting spin on drinking games. I like that part of
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That was an unintended pun, but I'm going to leave it because I like it. So.
So proud.
We're going to roll with it. Yeah. Love it. Stupid John, rubbing off on me.
Rubbing you off?
Did someone say BJ?
Good old BJ.
What are we going to do with you, BJ?
Lindsay's audience comes here for true crime and then just BJs.
That'll be a skip.
You should remake your games to a 20-sided BJ.
It's a 20-sided dildo, so the way we roll it is...
You just hear a thunk, 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 thunk. So it's like flopping around.
If it lands straight up, is that a nat 20? Yeah.
Or a 1, regardless.
It's just always
depends
a 1.
Which end you're on.
Yeah. But yeah, the inspiration for Shots and Thoughts, the learning part of it for sure was like, I am a man near 30 and there's a lot of shit I don't know about. So I want to learn about something, like just random facts and things like that, things that maybe people should know. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, there's a lot of podcasts that are kind of like, what do you call it? I didn't even know this existed, but apparently there's a show called How It's Done or How Stuff Works or something like that.
Oh, yeah. How Stuff Works. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, there's already shows like that. So I was like, well, what's something that Chris and Ryan and I enjoy doing as well as learning stuff? We're like, oh, yeah, we could take shots. And then me and Chris also play Dungeons and Dragons. So I was like, oh, so a way that we could do drinking games and it not get boring is we'll leave it up for chance every time. So we'll just won't that way. Hopefully we don't play the same games every week and it gets boring and all that stuff. So we'll interject the randomness of a D20.
There you go.
So that's how that came together. I don't know if that's, yeah, that's how that worked.
I like it. All right, back to John. So on your previous show, which you mentioned, The Dumb Found Dead, what is one of your favorite ways that Darwinism won against humanity?
Oh, definitely the guy that was had sex with a horse.
He always brings this one up.
Oh, there's two, actually. The one that had sex with a horse and the one that bungee jumped when the rope was the exact same length as the floor.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, God.
No chance to bounce.
And that's why everyone should stay in school.
You should stay in school. Learn about elasticity and all that stuff.
Measurements.
I can't even spell elasticity right now. So.
Oh, God. That's fair.
Definitely that. Yeah.
If you had to choose any of them, those are some good ones to choose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely the horse one.
Yeah. So back to Josh. On your show, Let's Start a Cult, what is one cult you've covered so far that you could totally see yourself joining?
Oh, my. This will be interesting.
Ooh. Oh, that's hard. They're all pretty terrible. So,
as long as there isn't, you know, German, like...
not
crazy sex torture or anything going on, which I guess eliminates most of them. But
give me 1 second. I've got a... I don't know which one would be the least. Oh, I do know. You know what? What was it called again? It was the House of David. The House of David would be okay. That one, to sum it up, was basically just a town in Benton Harbor. And they basically just built a town and they weren't allowed to have sex, which would suck. But
no BJs. That would
didn't
suck.
Kill anyone. They lived a pretty good life. The leader at the end, you know, there was some allegations, but overall it ran pretty smoothly. And yeah, they just played baseball all the time. So it was kind of like, I don't know, not bad. It's not a bad cult. So probably that one, just because the other ones I can think of right now are like, they either murdered people, tortured people, or yeah, I don't know.
Did like the suicide thing at the end.
So. Or kid stuff, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, that's the least bad cult I can think of.
That's fair. So, Sean, yours is a twofer. Describe for us what your perfect shot is and what the most absurd subject you discussed on your show while drinking.
Ooh. You know, after like 70-something episodes, they all kind of blended together.
That was my problem. I was like, oh, fuck, what cults did I do? I usually just like, I learn it. And then as soon as the episode's released, I'm like, forgot all about it.
Yeah, it's funny because the inspiration behind the show was like, I need to learn stuff. And then
you didn't learn shit.
I never remember a thing. I learn it. And then after the hour or after editing, it's gone forever.
It's like you're just writing over the tape each episode. So exactly. Like you There's forget everything else.
Although
there's only so much space up here.
There was a Jeopardy question the other day, Lindsay, that was about the Pinochet government, and I knew the answer. And it was like,
nice.
It just hit me, and I was like, okay, I got this. So maybe an obscure trivia, Sean, you will remember those facts.
There you go.
God. A perfect shot? I don't know. We have been transitioning from straight liquor to like cocktail shots because we're all hitting that age. Me and Ryan got blood work done within like a year of each other and our cholesterol was through the roof. So just for the sake of our health and longevity, we've transitioned to cocktail shots.
That's good.
But I will say, nothing beats just like a super smooth tequila. I love tequila.
That's fair.
Yeah. John is not a fan. Yeah, I used to not like tequila, or I actually really didn't like alcohol at all growing up. I didn't start drinking until I was like 23 or 24, something like that. But yeah, it was all whiskey all day. But then, you know, yeah, you marry a Mexican woman, and the next thing you know, it's tequila all day, every day. And, you know, you just learn to love it. So that's what that transition was.
I love that answer so much. That's a
good one. I'm lucky. I'm very lucky.
She's behind you, isn't she?
She's in the shadow. You can't see.
She just crouched on the floor behind him, like the gun pointing to the back of his chair.
Say something stupid. Say something.
You fucking love it.
You love tequila. Tell him you love tequila.
It's the best.
Oh my god, John, were you up on Wikipedia all night?
John, are you okay? You're shaking.
You guys, you will not believe what I just read on Wiki. Welcome to Reddit on Wiki, the poorly researched, semi-funny podcast on random stuff we find on the internet.
Who are you talking to?
And why are you shaking so much?
Subscribe to Reddit on Wiki on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sean, I'm scared.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
All right. Are you guys ready to guess some Victorian slang terms?
Get it.
All right.
We can try.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Oh,
this is going to be terrible. This is going to be terrible.
It's going to be so good. I am like giddy excited. And we haven't even started yet. So, John, your first term is whooper-ups.
Whooper-ups?
Yeah, like whoop or ups.
Whooper-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Burger King slogan.
and you're
pronouncing it wrong?
Whooper-ups.
Like the off-brand.
Yeah.
Whopper-ups.
Whooper-ups.
They're like sliders.
Okay, this sounds whooper-ups to me. Sounds like something like an old head with a big old wig would take if he can't get his whoopers up.
Mm. Okay.
You think they have medieval Viagra? Is that what you're alluding right now?
Maybe. I mean, they got some other shit that we concoction.
They got into some weird shit. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They snorted some stuff and...
Might not be a blue pill, but like something on their, what do they wear back in the day? Britches?
Yep.
Up in their britches, a little rise up in the whooper area. That's my guess.
Okay.
Makes sense. I like it.
It is actually noisy singers.
God damn it.
Oh, whooper ups.
They're okay. Whooper ups.
John is filthy.
So Asians in karaoke, pretty much.
Hey, you whooper-ups. Own it down a notch.
I'm going to call him that now. Hey, you whooper-ups. Lay off the soju.
I'd be like, I don't know whether to be offended or... Is that racist?
I feel pretty
offended. Just the sound of it. I don't think it sounds good. You goddamn whooper-ups.
What's happening?
I'm so sorry.
All right, Josh, your first term is gape seed.
Oh
no. Did you say gape?
Gape. Gape seed. Like vape, but with a G. So gape seed.
Yeah. Oh.
Gape
seed. I know what gape means.
You know what seed means, Sean.
Holy shit.
That is there's so many sexual innuendos.
I feel like this is a trick. There's no way it's sexual.
Don't do this when you're saying it. Don't
Something is
that.
Telling me that... Gape.
Oh, no.
Seed.
Gape seed. I want to... Okay, so to keep it clean, I know where you want me to go, Lindsay. Let's say it's the hole, like the trench you dig when you're farming to plant the seeds in.
The way you like elongated hole had me very concerned for a second. You're like the hole.
Yeah, the hole, hole the length way, not the depth way.
Seems bad either way.
Gate seed is a Victorian slang term for an astonishing sight.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you were all pretty astonished to hear it. So,
if it's what Sean's picturing, it would be astonishing.
Check out that gate seed.
I guess that makes
filled with seed.
Oh my God.
We're talking about planting still, right? We're talking
Yeah.
Okay. Why are y'all laughing?
I guess that makes sense though. Like you have a mouse agape when you're like see something. I don't get the seed part, but the gate.
Well, maybe
part.
It's the C is like you seeing it, and they just added a D because they can't talk.
Oh, because you seed it.
You seed it with your eyes.
You didn't saw it. You seed it.
I seed it.
I seed it. I didn't saw it.
My mouth was a gate. And I seed it.
The seed went in the gate.
Hey, why you sound like you live way down south, bro?
He does.
I am down south.
That's true. I done seed it and I gaped my mouth, boy.
Well, my mouth was a gate when I seed it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, Sean. Your first term is benjo. So think like banjo, but with an E. Benjo.
Benjo. Benjoet. Benjo this, benjo that, but have you ever benjoet? Sorry. Apologies.
And then the beat drops.
Someone remix this.
What is a banjo? I don't know. A banjo before it's completed. It's the beginning of a joke.
A banjo in E minor.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from?
Where did you come from? Con banjo.
No, it's missing a string.
It hasn't been strung yet.
Exactly.
It's just all a gape.
I gape seed it. Hey girl, when I saw your face, I gape seed and I want to bend your ass. Oh God. Oh, make my whoop go up. Keep it down.
I can be honest, I forgot what the
You whooper.
You whooper ups.
I forgot what it was already.
Okay. All right. So benjo.
Oh, God.
Is sailor slang for a noisy day in the streets. So like you just got back from being on the ship for months at a time. And you're just like, I'm going to fucking cut a rug. I'm gonna grab that tequila, get my banjo,
and whoop it up.
I'm gonna start whooper uppering.
Everyone will be agape seated.
Yeah. I seated. You get off that boat.
Now these
are the ones where we're starting to get dirty. So if you think it's sexual, it
we're
is sexual.
There.
So, let's do
this. Okay.
So,
we're about that life.
All bets are off now. So,
three
John,
for three on this side.
The bets were eight. When were the bets on?
They were never on, but I'm just saying, John, your second term is dirty puzzle.
Dirty puzzle.
Yep.
Possibly fitting body parts on things that shouldn't be fitting, like putting stuff in body parts that shouldn't fit, maybe. I don't know.
This sounds like some cult talk, bro.
Yeah, what are you doing in your free time?
Hey, yo, chill. All I do is post on Twitter. Like sticking things in places that shouldn't fit.
Like an
What's the word again?
Dirty puzzle. Dirty puzzle.
I have a guess, but I don't want to say it and then be wrong, and then that's just out in the world.
No. Go ahead.
You gotta say it now.
You can't say that and then be like, I'm not gonna do it.
Stop teasing
us. You know when it's Benjo, when somebody Benjo's in front of you, you know what I'm saying? And then the seed is
a gaped.
Is a gaped. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes where the seed fall kind of looks like a puzzle piece, you know what I'm saying? There's little splotches.
And then Nicole starts singing out loud.
I now know how wrong it is by how loud Lindsay is.
That's my shanty. You rolled a perfect 20.
Oh, God. What have I done?
You're filthy, bro.
Your answer was on the right track, John. It's a promiscuous woman.
Mm.
I don't said all that for no reason then.
Doop, 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 going back in my hole. Doop, doop,
hey, all
doop.
I can say is there's no kink shaming here, right? Whatever you're into, as long as it's cool, there's consent, it's all good.
Yep.
Mm.
So Josh, your second term is jammiest bits of jam.
Oh, God.
Truffle butter in the morning.
I was going to say, what couldn't this be? Your jammiest bits of jam. I feel like it's a... Well, I'm going to take a stab at this.
Sure you will.
Is it...
That's what he said.
Jam it in there.
Is it a...
Are you doing multiple choice?
Yes, I'm doing multiple choice. A pickup line.
No.
Or, you know, you go up to her and say, hey, I'd like to see some of your jammiest jam. And
and then she's like, Benjo.
And she goes, I'd like to see your peeniest peanut butter. Your nuttiest peanut butter. It was right there. Damn it.
Did you say
peeniest? Your peeniest peanut butter.
Peeniest peanut butter.
Hey, you're nuts, bro. You're nuts.
Oh, I'm sweating. I'm sweating so much.
I don't have a B, so I don't know why I went into that with multiple choice. That's my final
guess. That's the dirtiest you can get?
Well.
He is Canadian.
No.
Sorry. I didn't say shit.
He's not sorry.
No, absolutely not.
Quick, say something about America.
You're dumb.
Oh, guns, yes.
No health care.
Suck on that.
What's your vaccination rate?
Hey, yo, chill.
You can't roast us.
We do it ourselves.
So the jammiest bits of jam are perfect young ladies.
That's creepy.
Age appropriate?
I don't think it's an age appropriate term. So. Okay. It's pretty gross. Yeah. So,
jammiest of jams?
The jammiest bits of jam.
I don't like that.
Bits of jam. Oh.
Oh, yeah. The bits part. The bits part makes it even grosser.
Makes it worse. Much worse.
Yeah.
All right.
Cancel that.
Yeah.
So far, I've realized that these terms don't have super detailed explanation. So I'm just going to keep the worst thoughts in my head and then just hope for the best.
Release them.
Just do the Cliff Notes version of whatever you're thinking.
Yeah.
Let it go. Exactly.
Point form.
There. So, Sean, your second term is doxy.
Doxy.
That type of dog?
I couldn't even think of something very detailed with doxy anyway, so I'm glad we went here for me.
Is it a man?
Some more stuff like the Benja. A doxy is... I don't know.
How do you spell it?
D-O-X-I-E?
D as in dog, O-X-Y.
Why? Doxy.
See, I was thinking like if it was spelled like a dock, it'd be like a girl down by the dock, maybe.
Oh,
like a prostitute, but it's spelled completely different. a woman of the night. My apologies.
When I hear doxy, I think foxy. So maybe it's just like a I don't know, like a foxy woman or like a
an age appropriate foxy woman.
Wait. John's was just an attractive woman. Josh's was
age appropriate
young women. Oh, maybe it's old women.
So I'll just go hot, like a
guilt. Well, no, grandma. John's was a promiscuous woman. So like a sex worker.
Oh.
Josh's was a creepy pervert term.
Pedo, yeah.
Yeah, creepy old white dude.
Yeah.
I didn't intend it that way when I picked the term for you.
You're a creepy white dude.
Oh, no.
It's because I talk about cults, isn't it? There's no way not to seem creepy.
Yep. Hey, Uncle Josh.
Oh, no. All right, that's about wraps it up.
Do you have a guess, John?
Yeah, I'll keep my answer. It's a really hot older woman.
Nice. Okay.
A doxy was the wife or sexual partner of an outlaw who robbed people on the roads.
Ooh, that's kind of badass.
I like
that. It's kind of badass.
That's kind of badass. Damn.
Girl, you my doxy.
Okay.
Okay. Anything you say.
So would we go 0-6?
Did you expect to get anything right?
No.
I think my dirty puzzle is what it should be. That's what dirty puzzles should be.
Yeah, that was kind of foul, bro.
Change it on Urban Dictionary.
There you go. Oh, all right. Before I sweat to death laughing, I'd like to thank John, Josh, and Sean for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, would you like to take turns telling our listeners where they can find you on social media?
I'd like to first apologize for what you just said.
I was going to do the exact same.
I apologize to nobody.
John's his own man. We're just his doxies.
Yes. My ride or die bitches.
Yeah.
My ride or die doxies.
Yes.
Who wants a shout out first?
We'll just go same order as the intro.
All right, yeah, John, take your
run. We always volunteered Sean anyway. So
yeah,
okay.
Always make me. Again, apologies for if any of that was disturbing in any way. I would say if it wasn't disturbing, you could find Reddit on Wiki and Shots and Thoughts every Monday. We come out new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. You can find, I'll let John do Reddit on Wiki, but for Shots and Thoughts, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, which that we have only used once. But you can find us at SNTPOD, SNTPod, and yeah. Interact with us. We really love interactions. We love talking to you guys. So feel free to shout us out. I'm usually in charge of all of it. So I'll talk back.
Usually.
A good 99.99% in charge of all of it. So yeah, just hit us up. SNTPOD podcast every Monday, wherever you get your podcast. Josh.
All right.
Ahead, my guy.
Yeah. I already apologized, so I'm not going to go back.
get one out of me.
I feel if you listen to Lindsay's podcast, you will enjoy learning about cults and the messed up things they do in the dark humor we are presented in. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me anywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically anywhere you listen to this podcast, you can find Let's Start a Cult Podcast. If you want to follow me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, it's Let's_Cult. And we have a Facebook page, Let's Start a Cult Podcast, I think. So yeah, check us out there. I haven't got John to do my social media yet, so it will be me you talk to if you direct message me or anything. Still trying to get him to do that, but he's demanding an even closer inner circle and a bigger piece of the pie, and I just cannot give him that. So yeah, Let's_Cult at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. John.
Yes, you can find us on Reddit on Wiki on all social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. We're also on TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod. To make things easier for everyone, we have a website, redditonwiki.com. You can find all our links, all the directories that we're listed under.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for being on. And as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.